Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Trump faces boos at Washington Commanders. Donald Trump did not receive a warm welcome during the Washington Commanders game on Sunday, November 9th. Fans erupted in boos when the Jumbotron highlighted the president waving from a suite at Northwest Stadium in Maryland. A video captured by Busa 9's Alexis Wainwright showed the jeers intensifying as Trump walked onto the field to read the military oath of enlistment alongside Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Trump praised the governmental flyover as the greatest flyover ever, only to again be met with loud boos as he swore in new service members, a moment that quickly went viral. The situation became even more awkward as Trump has recently sought for the commander's new Washington, D.C. stadium to be named after him. ESPN reported that the White House has quietly made inquiries with the team's owners. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt stated that would be a beautiful name, as it was President Trump who made the rebuilding of the new stadium possible. Trump's presence marked a rare event in NFL history, as he is the first sitting president to attend a regular season game since 1978. He arrived after kickoff, telling reporters I'm a little bit late, as Air Force One touched down right after the stadium flyover. The president attended as a guest of managing partner Josh Harris and was accompanied by Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. On his way into the stadium, Trump highlighted his connection to the stadium project and discussed the ongoing government shutdown debate. They're going to build a beautiful stadium. And you have a wonderful owner, Josh and his group, he remarked. Trump also visited the Fox broadcast booth, where announcers Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma reminisced about his high school football days. When Vilma asked about his touchdowns as a tight end at New York Military Academy, Trump quipped, "I'm not sure I had any," prompting laughter. He jokingly remarked that his quarterback didn't have a very strong arm, explaining the lack of touchdowns.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.